Graham Goodings, talking Adelaide on 1395 5AA.
Good afternoon. Graham Goodings in the chair. In the chair for Jade Robren, who's having 3 days off. So hope you can stick with us through until 4 o'clock. Then it's the sports show, and they will have the latest on Isaac Rankin becoming a Crow. For any Crow supporter, that is indeed good news. But down to business. Up to 100 First Nations businesses from across the state are coming together later this month at the First Nations Business Showcase. It's presented by Circle, based at Lot 14 in the city. They'll be exhibiting businesses coming from sectors including professional and cultural services, health and well-being, native produce, hospitality and tourism, civil and construction workforce solutions. Sounds pretty exciting. So joining me in the studio to tell us all about it is Kelly May, Operations Manager at The Circle. Thank you, Kelly, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And also is Rebecca Wessels, founder and CEO of Ochre Dawn, a specialist branding and corporate storytelling business. Rebecca, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much, Graham.
Firstly, Kelly, let's start with you. And before we talk about the national business showcase, for those of us who don't know a lot about it, tell us about The Circle. What's it all about?
Yeah, so the Circle is a partnership between the South Australian and Australian governments and is funded through the National Indigenous Australians Agency. We're positioned as a conduit between First Nations businesses to access support for growing and developing their business, and also to connect to opportunities with industry and government, and to build those business-to-business relationships and connections.
Has it been in operation all that long?
It hasn't. We are just over a year old. Yeah. We have 150 First Nations business members and a large network of support from service providers, industry and all levels of government. And we're located in the CBD just down at Lot 14.
I assume something of this magnitude, there'd be a few teething problems to get around before you get up and running smoothly.
Well, it has been a really big job. So we spent a good solid 12 months engaging with as many Aboriginal businesses as we could across the state and other key players and stakeholders to make sure that we were positioned really nicely to provide the exact support that's needed for the First Nations business sector in the state.
All right, then tell us about the First Nations Business Showcase happening on October 27. This is obviously the first of its kind.
It is in South Australia. There has been a business showcases similar to this in the past, but it's the first one since 2019, held up because of course, COVID and the restrictions on large gatherings. It's the first of its kind of this scale in the state, so we're really excited to have so many amazing First Nations businesses under one roof, really exhibiting their skill set, their businesses to industry and the broader business sector in South Australia.
Why is it important for industry and the public sector to attend this showcase?
Well, look, it's a really exciting event both for the First Nations business sector and for industry and government. It's a fantastic opportunity to come together and see for themselves the diversity and quality of goods and services available through First Nations businesses in South Australia, and also the many opportunities to connect and form new relationships. And I guess as part of the public sector's role, large part is to buy goods and services on behalf of South Australians. And as one of the largest purchasers in the state, the government can play a really big role in the growth of local First Nations businesses. And I guess that applies equally to industry and the broader business sector. And even a small opportunity can make a really big difference to a First Nations business.
So I guess it's a matter of connecting all the dots, bringing all these people together.
Yep, that's right. And the showcase will put the First Nations businesses in the driver's seat, show off what their business is all about, and provide that opportunity to directly engage with a variety of buyers with current and future opportunities.
Thanks for that, Kelly. Well, a question to you now, Rebecca.
Sure.
Can you tell us about your business, Ochre Dawn?
Yes, absolutely. It's essentially a branding and marketing agency. We as First Nations people, we often talk about being natural storytellers. And so we're an agency that tells the story for your business or government department, charity, etc. And in that marketing and branding, it's, you know, anything with a logo on it, from promotional products and corporate gifts to showing off your brand in lots of other design and visually captivating ways around the office or for the broader community. And our specialty is working with First Nations communities and artists to help be culturally appropriate in your marketing and branding, to tell the story of your business through beautiful First Nations art, and also supporting First Nations communities and artists in the process.
Okay. Yeah, I guess those things are vitally important, because any business or entrepreneur can have a wonderful idea, but seeing it through to fruition, there are lots of pitfalls and lots of hurdles that you need to be made aware of.
Absolutely. My goodness, it's a challenge and an exhilarating adventure, and we love it, but every day we face something new that we have to overcome.
So someone walks through the door with an idea. What is the next step?
So I guess what we love is to, you know, really get to the heart of what the business is needing, and how they're wanting to share their story, as I said, in a really culturally appropriate way and a meaningful way, rather than just the usual logistics of it all. But so, you know, we sit down and we understand their business. We look at what impact they want to have as a business as well, because purchase orders and, you know, logos and things like that can sometimes be a bit transactional. But what, you know, really meaningful impact can that company or government department have on the broader community? And we try to help them do that in a way that's really special and long lasting.
Thanks for that, Rebecca. Now back to you, Kelly. Can you tell us a bit more about the First Nations business sector here in South Australia and the support that the Circle provides for them?
Yeah, sure. The First Nations sector in SA is diverse and it's strong. It's underpinned by thousands of years of trade and commerce experience. Business leaders in the state, Aboriginal business leaders in the state, are committed to their craft and committed to supporting each other, and committed also to supporting future generations of First Nations entrepreneurs. So our members, as I said before, we've got around 150 Aboriginal business members at the moment, and our members employ more than 6,000 people, and a quarter of their workforce is are First Nations people as well. So First Nations businesses in South Australia are playing a critical role in our economy. A little bit further about the Circle and the support that we offer. It's around one-on-one tailored support, so really getting to know our members and understanding their journey, the direction that they're heading in, and sort of tailoring our support to suit their business needs, helping them to connect and engage with those service providers that are going to help them on the growth kind of journey, the trajectory that they need to be on, and also connecting them to new market opportunities, so new commercial opportunities, through the activity of the First Nations Business Showcase.
It comes under the headline of First Nations, but you're dealing with individual people with individual backgrounds and individual needs. So, you know, while First Nations is an umbrella title, it's really an individual service, isn't it?
It is an individual service, and I suppose we're really focused on the collective First Nations business sector across South Australia. So it's not just localised to metropolitan Adelaide. We're really a statewide service, but the actual support that we provide is quite individual. So it really does dig down to getting to know individual business owners and their teams. Often their teams are included in the support that we're offering as well, and yeah, First Nations business sector in general, but dealing with individuals.
A question for you, Rebecca. Can you give us some examples of your First Nations artwork projects and the impact that they have on organisations and industry?
Absolutely. Oh, gosh, it's day in, day out. There's so many exciting things in all corners of industry and business, which is great to see. And often it starts with an organisation's commitment to what's known as a Reconciliation Action Plan. So for us, working a lot in that space and supporting their RAPS, shortened version of the Reconciliation Action Plan, you know, we've created some artwork for that RAP, and then they want to showcase it potentially in their office, for example. This is really impactful. We're seeing day in, day out, where the artwork starts to come to life, and we bring it to life on their walls and windows. In even now, we're offering commercial furniture with artwork on it, which is being embraced beautifully also by the Circle. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much. and, you know, universities, businesses, government departments and local councils are now, you know, embracing artwork in the office interior space.
Yep.
And the impact that has is I'm hearing beautiful stories of where Aboriginal community members coming in potentially for a meeting and, you know, in a government office building, for example, because of past history, that can bring about some feelings walking into a government building.
A bit intimidating.
And then to actually see their culture represented on the wall, their language, you know, we're doing language projects as well. especially with the Kaurna community, which has been fantastic, and to see their language represented, their nation, their art on the walls or on furniture or whatever it might be in the office, and feel more culturally safe, feel respected and welcomed and celebrated and honoured, and that's fantastic. Also, for example, when people are coming in to an office for a job interview or something, they just kind of immediately have a bit of a sigh and a really, as I said, feeling welcomed and respected.
Feel comfortable with
it. Yeah.
Thanks for that, Rebecca and Kelly. We'll be back shortly after a break. 822-3000 is the number to ring.
There are some promises we just can't keep. Like, one day we'll take the whole family to Disneyland. Or, I'll definitely start my fitness regime tomorrow. At Bob Burns Blinds, we have a promise we always keep. It's our 10-day installation promise. Unlike others, our quality roller blinds are made right here in SA, not interstate. So instead of waiting 3 months or more for your roller blinds, we'll do it in 10 days. And that's a promise. BobBurnsBlinds.com.au.
If you have been approved a home care package through My Aged Care or NDIS, then listen to Elsie.
I used my funding to have my very own care alert to protect me while alone at home. Not long after, I fell over, couldn't get up. But my care alert came to the rescue and an ambulance was soon there to help. The best move I ever made. And it didn't cost me a cent.
Use your funding wisely and give yourself real peace of mind. Visit carealert.com.au or call 1300 75 85 95.
When you switch to Aldi, you'll save more on everyday items like fresh produce. And then you can spend more on other things like a refreshing massage at the spa. That's the spot. So don't change your lifestyle, change your supermarket. In fact, why not go to Aldi now to see just how much you can save on your weekly shop? I'll be there after my facial. Aldi, good. Different.
Milwaukee M12 Fuel. Built to take on the tightest spaces. Engineered to go anywhere. These cordless tools are packed with power, durability and Milwaukee innovation that professionals want in a subcompact size. M12 Fuel solutions are lightweight for easy portability and powered by red lithium ion batteries, which are compatible with more than 90 M12 solutions. Discover the M12 Fuel range at a Milwaukee authorized retailer. Milwaukee. Nothing but heavy duty.
I think the great thing about retirement living is you get the opportunity to meet a lot of people with similar life experiences.
We don't have financial worries. We are really enjoying our life together.
I love the feeling of being able to do whatever I want, whenever I want.
For many people who make the move to an Aveo retirement community, it's time to look forward to a fresh new chapter. What will you look forward to? Search Aveo First Step for your free First Step guide.
Who can fix the shower?
Service today.
Who can fix the power?
Service today.
Yes, we can, is what we say. Service today.
From emergency plumbing to electrical and heating and cooling, no matter what size job you need, at Service Today, the answer will always be yes, we can. It's Service Today guaranteed or it's free.
Can you fix the shower?
Yes, we can.
Can you fix the power?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can, is what we say. Service today.
Look out for our bright yellow trucks.
1395, Adelaide's 5AA. This is Graham Goodings.
Welcome back. You're with Graham Goodings in the chair for Jade Robren through until Wednesday. Hope you can join the show. Very interestingly, 100 First Nations businesses from across the state are coming together later this month at the First Nations Business Showcase. And we're speaking with Rebecca Wessels and Kelly May about it all. It must be daunting. You know, you said that there's been something similar in the past, but bringing so many diverse people together to achieve your aims, it must be somewhat daunting.
It's really exciting. It's fabulous. I mean, it's the first time that we've had this number of First Nations businesses together under one roof. And we're really trying to, control the narrative, put First Nations businesses in the driver's seat so that they're the ones showing off their skill set, their goods and services and the opportunities that they're there to provide to industry and the broader sort of sector, anybody with purchasing power running a business who's looking to broaden their supply chain, the Circle's in a really great position to connect you to at least 150 First Nations-owned businesses across the state. So exciting time, slightly daunting from an event management perspective, bringing so many people together and really just hoping to have that support and connection from industry and across government to come along and see what First Nations businesses have to offer in the state.
Can you tell us a bit more about the support that the Circle provides First Nations business sector?
Yeah, sure. So our support is sort of organised under five sort of key pillars, and we came to this service model through a process of consultation. We established a group of advisors, 12 First Nations business owners in South Australia with different perspectives, so different lengths of time in business, different regions, etc., diversity of industry sectors and experience, and really separated our service into those five key pillars, all underpinned by the first pillar, which is business development support. So that's the one-on-one support that's provided by our business development team, and really is the nitty-gritty of getting to know a business, their history, their hopes and dreams and aspirations for the future, and really using the other four pillars to get them there. Key to that is our business development support partners. So we have a range of partners that we're working really closely with, Indigenous Business Australia, for example, to provide a kind of referral service and network to support in a range of different areas. And then we also, our access to new market programs helps us to link up directly with industry and government opportunities. So we make several referrals to new opportunities. I think just in the last 12 months alone, we've made over 160 referrals to opportunities with industry and government. So that's genuine opportunities for Aboriginal businesses to engage. We're looking forward to that really growing over the, as the Circle sort of name becomes slightly better known across industry and government, and also as our business and membership base grows as well.
Rebecca, a question to you regarding your business, Oak Adorn. Talk us through the importance of supporting First Nations businesses like yours.
Absolutely, thank you. I think for what a lot of people might not know is that First Nations businesses actually are significantly more likely to hire Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and also buy from other Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander businesses themselves. So in terms of having an impact, when you buy from one First Nations business, you have this immediate ripple effect to employment and other economic outcomes because of the nature of how we work with each other really well. And so that sort of ripple flows on throughout that. It also is just so much more meaningful than a purchase order. You know, I think in business, you think about transactions and giving a business a purchase order, which is great. We love them. Please bring them on. But, at the same time, it goes so much further because that, for us, when we're working with community, our own mob, our traditional owners and elders, we're leaning on each other for support in that way. That again, that ripple effect means that the impact is not just financial. It has social impacts and environmental impacts. We obviously care a lot for our country and our land, etc. So it really is so impactful. And it's two way as well, because we like to support the organisations that are supporting us. What can we offer you that your business needs or your department needs as well?
Indigenous Business Month kicked off last week. The theme, Actions Today, Impact Tomorrow. Fill us in, what does that really mean?
Well, I like to look at it, you know, actions, sometimes people think, well, I'm just so busy, like what else do I need to put on my plate now?
Yeah.
But really in a day-to-day sense, it can be just the small things. It can be you've having plenty of meetings already, but who are you inviting to the table? Who should be present to have a voice in that meeting? Is it, a First Nations person that should be speaking on topics that are very topical at the moment? In terms of purchase orders, have you considered, when you go out to three quotes, have you considered a First Nations business to look at to quote for some work? And that's not extra things to add to your plate a lot of the time, because it's already part and parcel of what you're doing in business. But those sometimes small actions have such a huge impact, and as I said before, it really reverberates massively.
You talk about rap, and we're not talking music here.
I'd like to see you try.
the Reconciliation Action Plan.
Yes.
Do you feel there's an increase on a broad scale, people more accepting it?
Absolutely. We have seen such a huge increase in businesses and industry, government, charities, etc., looking at doing a reconciliation action plan. Obviously, many organisations already have one in place, and maybe they have for many years, so maybe they're on their third or fourth or fifth wrap. But there absolutely is an increase in interest in that space. Some of it is led by industry because, you know, you see more often now in tenders and bids for work and that people are asking for a reconciliation action plan and if you've got one in place. And, you know, for us, we want to be that safe space that people can come to when they have no idea even what a wrap is and how much it costs or what's involved, what's the commitment, or where your wrap has maybe gone a little bit, you know, the actions aren't quite there and it's gone a little bit off the rails and you need some help getting back on track again. We, you know, at Oka Dawn, that's what we really, you know, live for on a day-to-day basis to help people with.
Kelly, a question for you, getting back to the showcase. What can people expect to see when they walk through the door?
Well, hopefully it's going to be a really exciting event, 100 First Nations businesses in one room. So it is an exhibit style event, and you know, obviously we'll have the traditional sort of cultural nods to First Nations, including artwork and those kind of things. But they will see 100 extremely eager businesses really ready to take hold of the opportunity to engage. And I must say that you know, industry and business in general has this genuine desire to connect and do business with First Nations businesses. And this is just really a fantastic opportunity to increase the possibilities through, you know, bringing them together, the parties together to meet under one roof and make some great relationships.
Rebecca, a final question for you. What are some of the small actions that people can do, and organisations for that matter can do, to do it right now to support our country's reconciliation journey?
I love the segue that Kelly's given me there. I think it's all about building those relationships. I think the best business happens when you have a relationship with the company that you're buying from or engaging with. And so right now, you know, as I mentioned before, if anyone is looking for any kind of work, Kelly has talked about the diversity of the products and services that our First Nations businesses here in SA offer. So literally to have a look, speak to the circle to find out which businesses might be a right fit for you to work with. That is a phone call or an email away. That's fantastic to build relationships with those businesses, because then that in turn can introduce you to other relationships where, you know, real impact can happen that is going to transform lives and communities. You know, we talk about closing the gap. There's huge gaps still in place, and to work together is the only way that we'll start to close those. And through business is a fantastic way to have meaningful impact.
Rebecca, thank you so much for that. And finally to you, Kelly, we know that the showcase is on the 27th of this month. What about for anyone unable to attend? How can the Circle assist them to connect with South Australia's First Nations business sector?
Yeah, so the showcase will run from 9 till 3 o'clock on the 27th, and we'd love to see as many people there as possible. Even if you only have an hour in the afternoon, please jump on the tram, jump online, register to come along to the event. If you can't actually make it on the day, you can connect with the Circle online via thecircle.sa.gov.au or send us an email at thecircle@sa.gov.au, and we'd be absolutely delighted to help you. What a fabulous time to celebrate SA First Nations business sector during Indigenous Business Month, with a theme that absolutely resonates and is completely relevant to the showcase of Actions Today, Impact Tomorrow.
I'm sure it'll be a huge success. Kelly, thank you for coming along today.
Thanks for having us.
That's Kelly May and Rebecca Wessels. Rebecca, thanks for coming along too.
Thanks, Graham.
822-3000 is my number to ring if you have a comment on that or any other issue that we've been speaking on today.